Welcome back to the second episode looking at global warming with an African eye here on Dinner's Planet. With me again is Johnson and Emmanuel, both educators at Uganda Wildlife Conservation Education Center. Entebbe Zoo, the only center that is mandated to carry out conservation education in Uganda. Fossil fuels, coal, oil and gas are by far the largest contributor to global climate change, accounting for over 75% of global greenhouse gas emissions and nearly 90% of the carbon dioxide emissions. Looking at last year's COP28, there was a lot of campaign to phase out fossil fuels. Johnson, you being in a country that has just discovered and beginning to explore its oil wells, what is your take on that?
As an environmentalist, I strongly agree that we shouldn't be taking that direction. Mm-hmm. But as an African, I also feel like we would be cheated if we are told to quit the path that is going to lead us to development.
Are you seeing oil exploration in Uganda as the only path to development? Can't we opt for maybe other greener energies?
Oil exploration wouldn't be the only path, but it looks like it can only be an alternative or an option if the people that are responsible for what is happening today support our efforts to take an alternative path to fossil fuels.
Okay.
There's no way that we are going to, as an economy, as a country, that we are going to fund the clean energy transition when we are just a developing country. And that's why we are saying, let the people who played a part in what is happening today help the developing countries not to take the same path so that we don't cause more damage.
Okay. Back to you, Emma. Yes, when you look at Uganda, our country, the level at which we are getting away with the swamps, with the wetlands, the level at which we are getting away with the forests, what would be your word?
What I can say is that we have forgotten that we reap what we sow. We are taking still the I don't care attitude. We are all aiming at having our country grow, having the investors do their thing. At the end of it all, we can do better. We can do green investments. Being a developing country, we have to catch up on the new technologies. And we cannot afford to make the same mistake like Johnson Prayer talked about, how we are suffering from the industrial times that actually we're not even participating
not
in. So we cannot do the same mistake, but we can do better. Because initially, the waste of industries were directly poured into wetlands. I do not know whether those people who did that knew that wetlands are the other side of the land and the forest at the other side of the land, and we have no replacement. So eventually, this is it. But the new technologies that have come up, for instance, you've seen that some vehicles are moving out there and you cannot see any fumes coming out because they have catalytic converters. The countries like Egypt are actually doing what you call recycling. They're up to 80 to 90% of their water.
Oh.
So that means for them, they know what it means by having no water. And part of the causes of these heat waves, it is water scarcity. So as we are doing the development, having industries near wetlands, depleting the wetlands, can we stop acting like we are blind? We are having blind people to conduct environmental impact assessment. Really?
We meet again next time. Thank you for listening in.